transmission.
Carlos dice, yo trabajo en una barra y rellenamos botellas aquí en esa. Oye, Carlos.
Sí, es verdad. Once again, as usual, it's 1930 UTC. And as such, it's time for me to get out of my car here at Herrenhaven, because it's time for the Dubious Goals Committee to begin. It's an overcast day, and so it's not horribly hot. It's probably, well, the Weather Channel told me it was 79 degrees. More cars are pulling in. Looks like I got here just at the right time. Verla's here, working in the butterfly garden. There's a lot of grasshoppers hopping around. And we're gonna head back in here, see if we can't find us some dudes today. Oh boy. I'm too sexy for my shirt. Oh, there's bugs flying around this marmot hole. Yeah, there's probably some matis in here today. But we can't sit around and wait for them to pop out. Maybe they'll pop out when we come back. Speaking of which, I should take my camera out of my pocket. I got the little camera today. And I need to change glasses here. Take off the sunglasses, put on the regular glasses. Okay. Now I feel vaguely prepared to head into the forest, which is what we are doing now. Yeah, and when the wind blows, there's kind of a nice little cool breeze. This would be a real nice day for just hanging out. So that's what we're doing. Walking around in the forest looking for dudes who are hanging out. And speaking of dudes, I got an email this morning as I was eating my breakfast from my friend, the one, the only, the legendary Booper. And Booper is in Idaho right now for some reason. And he sent me a photo. He sent me two photos. One was a photo of a giant oyster mushroom that was bigger than his foot. And the other was a photo of a large bird. And he said, well, yeah, I guess there's herons in Idaho. So I took a look at the picture. Wait a minute, that's not a heron. That is a crane. Specifically, I'm pretty sure it's a sandhill crane. So that was cool. And I emailed him back, I think that might be a crane, dude. So, you know, that's awesome. It's a pretty good picture, too. Cranes are good. Okay, here we are at the crossroads. Nothing going on. Let's head out to the boardwalk here. See what we got in the way of dudes hanging around out here today. I'm wondering if it's gonna rain. And speaking of which, did I just feel a raindrop? Did I just feel a raindrop? That would be good. I like rain. Well, here we are at the sub pond. Doesn't seem to be much of anything going on back here. Take a pause just to take a look around here. Huh. Oh, that's a lovely breeze blowing in. Lovely. Alright, so what else happened to me today? Yeah, I woke up this morning and for some reason I had some Huey Lewis songs stuck in my head. Huey Lewis and the News. The last of the super generic bands. Okay, onto the boardwalk we go. Wow, there's a boatload of people out here. Where'd they come from? Where's the cars? Well, I don't know what they're looking at, because there doesn't seem to be much of anything going on out here. Although I do see something. What is that over there? What is going on? Is that a dude or is that a log? That must be a log because it's not moving. Alright, and since they're out here, I think I'm going to turn around and walk back into the forest and go out to the big blind. Look at all these footprints out here too. There's a lot of footprints on the boardwalk here, muddy footprints of some dudes. Looks like Mati dudes. Matis. Maybe we can find some Matis today. La 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 la. Now I'm trying to figure out why I woke up with Huey Lewis and the News music going through my head. I have no idea why, until I remembered, oh yeah, I did watch part of that Back to the Future fan documentary, and we're going to get to that in a minute. I'm getting tired of these fandom documentaries. It's like, oh, let's make a documentary about the fans of something. We have way too many of those. That's a whole new subgenre of documentary filmmaking these days. And there's so many of these films out, it's like, God, do we really need another one? Personally, I don't think we do. And I think we can blame the entire phenomenon on Trekkies. Because the first fandom documentary was about Trekkies and Trekkers. If you don't know the difference between a Trekkie and a Trekker, I congratulate you for not being swept up into a bunch of stupid hype. Ooh, what was that? Sounded like something was rattling around in the bushes over here. There's some birds hanging out on this little trail. Hi, birdies. As we walk alongside Frog Harbor, can't see anything down in there because of all the trees and stuff. So, let's go to the wall blind. Take a look back in here. See if there's anything going on in the billabong. Do-do-do-do-do-do. Nope. No dudes back here. No ducks, no geese, no scratties. No, nothing. So, we'll go out to the big blind and see if anything's going on. Oh, that slime mold is getting a little bit bigger. That's good. What do we have going on in Frog Harbor? I can't even see anything. All this stuff has grown up so high. Oh, I do see one frog on a log at least. Oh, no, there's three frogs on that log. Oh, and there's some more froggies on sticks and logs. Okay, plenty of frogs in Frog Harbor. So that's nice. Oh, I heard something move over here. I heard something move back here where we sometimes see deer. And so I'm wondering. I smell something weird too. Is there a dude back here? What's that? Is that just a stick? Is that a dude? I think that's a stick. Where's my dudes? Uh-oh, the sun's coming out. Oh, and what's that noise? There's a squirrel above me and he's chewing on a walnut. I see him. Hi, squirrely. That always makes a very distinct sound. That's a sound we'll probably be hearing a lot. Now that, you know, it's walnut time. And that sound, it's loud and you can hear it for quite a ways. Rut, 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 rut. Grind, 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 grind. It's wacky. Alright, so as we continue along here, I'm scanning the ridge. I'm looking deep into the forest. Looking for all our dudes. I wish I could see some cranes out here. We don't get cranes in the city. But of course, we do get boatloads of sandhill cranes here in Nebraska. How many? How many sandhill cranes do you think we get here in Nebraska every year? Well, let me just say this. All of them. Yeah, look up sandhill crane and the first thing you'll learn is that their habitat, their favorite habitat is the Platte River. And so there are certain times of the year in the spring when all the cranes are moving around. Oh, you jump in a car, you drive for about 3 hours. And you can see more sandhill cranes than you imagine could exist. And when they all fly through the air, it's a pretty amazing sight. It's crazy. It looks like a giant swarm of, I don't know, bugs or something, but it's huge birds. Sandhill cranes. They're pretty crazy. All right. There was nothing in the turtle reproduction pond except one duck standing on a log. So here we go into the big blind. What are we gonna see out here today? Yeah, ducks. What a surprise. There's about, oh, a dozen. Oh, look, there's a turtle out there too. There's a dozen ducks on the new log. Maybe 14 or 16. And there's also a large western painted turtle. Sitting on that log between the ducks. And there's a couple of ducks sitting on the stick. Hey, that log floated over here. That log that's... There's a log that's kind of in front of the blind right now. That was over there. Now it's over here a little bit closer. It's next to the tree that has fallen into the water. And there's two duckies on it. I think they can hear me. One of them's looking at me. And there's another dozen or so ducks out in front of the delta. Man, I'm starting to get itchy all of a sudden. Suddenly, I'm going to stick my head out here, see if I can see any herons over there in the delta. No, I don't see any herons out here today. Oh my God, and right as I say that, guess who's flying in? Dun, 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 Big Bluey. He flies across the pond. He lands in the delta. He scared a couple of little ducks and they swam out of the way. And so, there's our heron buddy. Yay. He's standing out there. He's going to do some fishing. And do some chomp, chomp, chomps. He's shaking himself off. He's like, all right, I'm ready to go. Okay, cool. So we do see a heron buddy today. Now he's walking around. He's got to find the optimum fishing position. Okay, what else is going on out here? I'm looking in the other direction now. Where'd that heron come from? If he was on the other side of the pond, I wonder if those people spooked him. Oh, yeah. Well, I don't like being in the sun. It's starting to bother me. I was nice and cool. And now I'm hot. So, I'm leaving the big blind. And I'm looking around here on the edges of the trails looking for mushrooms. It's been dry. What was that sound? It's been dry, but I think rain is supposed to be coming. I don't know if it's supposed to rain today or tomorrow. What was that sound? I just heard something happen right over here. Is there some dude in here? Who's in here? Who's making noise? Where's my dudes? Oh, so I got the little camera with me today, which would be optimum for taking pictures of mushrooms. But that doesn't mean we're finding any. Come on, rain. It's going to rain soon. Oh, there's baby duckies out there. I'm looking out at the turtle reproduction pond. It's all just pure duckweed. And there's one mommy duck sitting on a log. Then there's five babies swimming around, eating up some of that duckweed. Nom, nom, nom. It tastes so good for duckies, yo. Oh, I went over to a friend's house yesterday. He's got three crazy dogs. And they're all... I was going to say, they're all different breeds, but no, that's not true. Oh, there's some mushrooms on that log back in there. Too bad I can't get back there. Too much undergrowth. All three dogs are of the short and long variety. One's a basset hound. One is a dachshund. And I think the other one is a dachshund too, just a different flavor. So, you know, they're all real short and stubby. And they have long bodies. Yeah, and they're funny. Oh my God, and you walk in and yap, 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 yap. Oh, barking, barking, barking. Crazy dogs. Wow, what was that? Whoa, was that a screaming child? I heard what sounded like a bird noise, and then a screaming child. Was the bird noise also screaming child? I didn't think it was. But yeah, we got loud people coming. These are the people who were apparently on the boardwalk. What did I just hear that was before the kids screaming, though? I've backtracked a little bit, and I'm looking up into the trees. It wasn't a heron squawk. I know that sound. But I can't imagine what it was. All right, well, I can't see anything. So I'm going to continue moving forward. Do I want to go to the store today? Can't remember. And there's a birdie flying around. Yay for birds. Oh, we got robins out here today. Saw some cardinals in my backyard this morning. Oh, plus that rabbit that I haven't seen in a while. And I hear voices many meters away. I wonder if they're in the wall blind. As I round Frog Harbor again here. And we can take a look back in there. Yep. Got the group of tourists in the wall blind, overlooking the billabong. As I walk out. I'm surprised there's no mushrooms on these logs. These are those fairly fresh logs that fell. Wait, did these branches fall out of the tree in over the winter? Or was it after spring started? I can't remember. But yeah, they're going to be ripe for mushrooms. I am a good 80 to 90 meters away from those people and I can still hear them. It's unbelievable. Okay, well, if they're out there, maybe we should go out onto the boardwalk. It's still a little overcast, so this might be a good time to go out there and see if we can find any types of dudes other than ducks. This is a strangely ducky year. I don't remember there being so many resident ducks in the past. It seems to me like in past years, it's been the ducks who are transient. You know, they show up for a little while in the spring and then they move on. And then we have geese hanging out here all summer. I haven't seen a goose here in forever. A couple days ago, I saw geese across the street in the golf course. But no geese here. Not in a long time. And I'm beginning to wonder if it's because of all the duckweed. All right, so back out onto the boardwalk. Over the water we go. Why does it seem hotter out here? That's really strange. Is the water absorbing solar heat and re-emanating it back onto me? Frogs. Frogs. There's a lot of frogs. Now I'm looking over there across the pond onto the westernmost bank. Is that some kind of nest or something over there? What is going on? It looks like that might be some type of dude-built structure or something. Huh, I cannot tell. Oh, but there's so much duckweed, and there's just so much other seaweed, and look at all these frogs having a good time. My God. There must be one frog per square meter. Ooh, and here's a more dense area of frogs. Jeez, this is about four frogs per square meter. And some of them are big, like that thug. Look at that guy. Oh, he's a monster. Oh, there's some nice duckies out here swimming around too. Not too far off the end of the boardwalk here. I am now at the end. A lot of fish ripples, a lot of frog ripples, a lot of frogs frogging around, doing froggy stuff. And I think I see some ducks way out there sitting on a log. No, it might be a couple of turtles. Other than that, not much going on here. One of those days where the loud people beat me to it. Maybe I should have gotten up earlier. I don't know. Alright, hi Mr. Froggies. Look at all these dang frogs. Look at that frog. Froggity froggities. There's a little super dense patch of frogs. How many are there? Oh my God, there's 20 just in that little section alone. So many frogs. It's Frog Haven. There goes a frog hopping through the water. Hoppity hoppity hop. We've got one heron today. We've got about 1,000 frogs. And yet, somehow, this place is called Heron Haven and not Frog Haven. We got more marmots here than herons. But we might as well call it Heron Haven because it's alliterative. And alliteration is really important to some people. Alright, so walking off the boardwalk here. Walking back into the forest. Oh, it's good to get out and stretch my back. I slept funny. Somehow, at some point in time, I rolled over into some strange position and did some weird stuff to my back. Now I'm just standing around near the sub pond looking for dudes. Looking for dudes. There's no dudes out here today. But I have to look anyway. I do not see my dudes, and that's okay. And so now we're walking out of here. Oh yay. Walk, 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 walk. Oh, guess what I saw this weekend? Guess what's on TV right now and I'm not watching it? That's right, hackers. But this weekend I got to see Terror of Mechagodzilla. Yeah, and that was horribly great. I would love to see that movie in its original form, meaning the form in which the original filmmakers made it. And I'd like to have it translated to me. Because, you know, the version that got released in America, oh, it's so bad. And there's so many things that don't make any sense. And it's re-chopped and it's just nearly incoherent. Well, I would even don't even want to say nearly. It is incoherent in places. It is mostly incoherent. But come on. When we watch a Godzilla movie, are we really watching it for the story? Or is the story just a bunch of padding before we get to see, you know, some, you know, giant monster fights? I remember when I was a kid, I would watch these movies, and I would think precisely that. I was like, when are we going to get to see Godzilla? Come on, this is a Godzilla movie. I don't care anything about these people and what they think their problems are. I just want to see. Oh, what's that over there? Oh, it's a bun. There's a little bunny in the little yard behind the building. Yeah, so when I was a kid, I was just like, come on. You know, you gotta sit through an hour and 10 minutes of stupid movie that makes no sense before we get to any decent monster fights. Well, here's an interesting clump of mushrooms. Here's a bumblebee. Hi, Mr. Bumblebee. There's some birds over there by the rabbit. Look at that little bun. He's so nice. He's just grazing in the grass. He's a grass grazer. He's grazing. Wow, there are a lot of flies and stuff flying around this hole. Is there a mati down in here? I bet there's a mati down in there. Some of that dirt is loose. I think there's a mati in this hole. Come out, mati. I want to see you. I'm looking over at the bocage. Yep. There's still some of that white jelly down there. I'm seeing scurf. Oh, there's some funny little mushrooms, little polypores growing on that log. So we're getting some fungal action. That's good because it's been a little bit cooler the last few days. When I say a little bit cooler, I mean, you know, not 100 degrees. And today, not even 90 degrees. And right now, it's time for me to say that you have been listening to the Dubious Goals Committee, a show that airs every single day at 1930 UTC, right here on Anon Radio. My name's Tobe, and I gotta go. I gotta go find something to eat, find something to do, and maybe drink some soda. I don't know. So I'm out of here. See you later. Bye-bye.
This is the end of the line for me. The end of the line, yes.